look in your Bibles to the book of Psalms tonight, Psalm 122. And I'll read one verse and then we'll try to preach as the Lord directs our heart. And then we'll have our quarterly business meet here in just a few minutes as well. And she'll get out of here in time for Master's Club to dismiss. And I want to say again, appreciate you being in your place on this Wednesday night. Amen. Psalm 122 tonight, and a very famous verse, and we'll read it and then pray. The Bible said in Psalm 122, verse 1, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you tonight one more time to assemble with your people in your house. Lord, what a joy it is always to gather here and sing the song of Zion and open the word of God. Lord, we're thankful that you have given us this privilege, this opportunity tonight. Lord, I pray now for just a few minutes that you touch us by thy spirit. Enable us, give us the very words that we need to say tonight. Encourage your people. Save that sinner in this place tonight. Lord, may you be glorified in all that we say and do. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want to read that verse again. The Bible said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Now the psalmist is very clear that he is glad about going to the house of God. He is not upset. He's not sad about it, but he's glad. And I noticed something else and I'll get to my thought. He didn't say, let us go by the house of God, but it said, let us go into the house. Amen. A lot of folk go by. And we're on a busy road. They just going by. But I'm glad we got to come in too tonight. Amen. Got to gather together in the house of God. And I'm going to preach just a moment or two tonight on why I'm glad to be at church. Why I'm glad to be at church. And I will say I am glad. Amen. It's a joy whether it's Wednesday night or Sunday or next week getting four extra services. That excites me too. Amen. The more church, the better as far as I'm concerned. And it's just a joy and it's good to be able to gather in the house of God. Well, as I thought about that, some would say, well, preacher, why are you glad about being at church? Well, first of all, because it is a house of prayer. Jesus said that over there in Luke 19 as he is clearing out the temple. He reminds them, my house is the house of prayer. You read in Acts 3 and verse 1 that Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer. I like going to church because I know we're going to pray. Amen. And you sure have picked up. You've been in church any length. We pray a lot. Amen. And not ashamed of that. Matter of fact, probably do good, do more of it. Amen. Hey, it's good to be able to come together on my worst day with the greatest trouble that I've ever had. I've always still been glad that I could go to church because I knew we was going to bind together and pray. Hey, I'm telling you, we're blessed to have those around us that'll help pray for us and we pray for them. Amen. I'm glad for that. And by the way, let me remind you this great truth. Praying is the greatest thing we can do for each other. Years ago as a younger pastor, I had a little habit. I said, that's the least I can do when somebody thanked me for praying for. Until the Holy Ghost said, son, that ain't the least. That's the greatest. Amen. You see, I can't lift burdens. I can't heal sick. But I can talk to the one that can. And you can talk to the one that can. This is a house of prayer. If we call for just prayer in the service, surely nobody would say, well, I could have stayed at home. Well, surely nobody would say that. Because that's what this is, a house of prayer. And by the way, as we pray a little extra Sunday night, I might do that anytime the Holy Ghost touches my heart. I believe it's important. I believe it, we need more of it. I believe that's why we're in the shape we're in America, is how the church has quit praying like it's supposed to. So I'm glad to be here because it is a house of prayer. Amen. But then let me say, not only is it a house of prayer, because he also said, Acts 4:31, and when they'd pray, the place was shaken. That's when things pick up when we pray. But not only is it a house of prayer, but it is also a house of preaching. Amen. I like preaching. I really do. Now, I like the testimony meetings. I'll deal with that maybe in a moment. But can I say to you, there's going to be more preaching services than there are testimony services? Church, if all they have is testimony, our services, they'll become very shallow. Amen. I remember an older mountain preacher years ago went to preach a revival, and when he went, they met him on the porch and said, "Preacher, we've not had preaching in 5 weeks." And he looked back at him and said, "Well, that's about to change tonight." Amen. Wow, we've got to have preaching. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 20 and verse 7, upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. So it was a house of preaching. Amen. We must have the preaching of the Word of God. Now, it's amazing to me when people, some folk have trouble, they begin to lay out a church when what you need is right here. I've learned in my Christian life, if I'll hear the word preached, there'll be somewhere in that message something that is just for me personally. I'm glad for preaching. Amen. And I said it, son, I just said it again, I ain't never been preached out of church. Ain't never happened to me. I've been preached to the altar, but not out of church. Amen. People that get preached out of the church probably was on their way out anyhow. I ain't been mean, just been real honest about it. Amen. I'm glad that we have somebody that'll preach us the Word of God. Those men that are coming in for revival, they're preachers. Amen. That's what we want, preaching. I want more preaching. I got to have more of it. Amen. Sometimes we get kind of callous in our heart, and it takes that preaching to beat at our hearts and tenderize it again, that we can be usable. Amen. Hey, just be glad I ain't preaching to midnight. Well, Paul did in that verse. Amen. But I believe it's a house of preaching. It's a house of prayer. Then let me say this also. It is a house of praise tonight. Amen. For we find there in Acts 3, when that man was healed, in verse 8 and 9, the Bible said, "And he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God." It is a place of prayer. It is a place of preaching, but it is also a place of praise. We ought to be known as a church that's not dead, but that we're a church that will praise God for his goodness, praise him that we can pray, praise him for the preaching, praise him for one another. Hey, we ought to be a praising people. Oh, friend, I know this. I'm not getting what I deserve. And I'm glad of that. This country's got people going crazy, hollering for their rights, but I'm not asking for my right, because what my right deserve is judgment. Amen. But I'm glad for the mercy of God and the grace of God, and I'm glad for the long suffering of God. Amen. Hey, and I want to tell you, whether I feel something or not, I can still praise God, and it's still right. Amen. Hey, we ought to praise him. I mentioned that the other week, someone thanked God for answering prayer. We ought to thank him as hard as we pray. I believe that. Man, if we're going to spend a lot of time praying about something, surely we ought to give it our all when we thank God for answering prayer. Amen. A house of praise. You're still going to meet folk, and I don't know where they all get it. There's denominations of all kinds that are dead, and they all got some that are lively. Some think all Baptists are dead, but all Baptists aren't dead. Amen. There are some that believe in shouting. We just happen to be one of those. Amen. Now, we don't do it every service. I'd be willing to try. Amen. I wouldn't stop it. That's right. But I'll say this, when it's right, it's right. Amen. And it amazes, what really amazes how big this church is, and we do it. Hey, a lot of folks say if a church gets big, gets too far, I'm gonna, no. If the folk don't let it go that way, it won't, it'll stay like it ought to. I know some little churches are dead. It ain't got size, ain't got nothing to do with it. I preached in a few, Friday looked real good. Amen. I'm talking about opening night looked good for Friday coming. Amen. So we ought always be a house of praise. Teach our children that it's right. Teach them to love preaching. Teach them to love praying. Teach them to love praise. Amen. I love it. I love it when you get around a church that's not afraid to shout and their children don't go crazy when somebody does. You ever notice that? Now, I've gone to some where somebody got stirred up and they weren't used to, and it scares them young and slapped to death. That's right. But I've seen them old-fashioned churches just like this. I've seen young and sleep right through it. Amen. Why? It don't scare them. It's something that happens around there. Amen. And I think that's the way it should be. It ought to be something that happens on a good occasion and very frequently. Amen. Matter of fact, the psalmist said that it's comely. It looks good when God's people rejoice. So I'm glad to go to church and be at church tonight because it's a house of prayer and because it's a house of preaching and because it's a house of praise. Then let me say number four, it's a house of purity. Here's another thing I'm glad about being here tonight. I've been preaching up in Landis, North Carolina, Monday and Tuesday night. And yesterday I was out and about and I went into one restaurant and it's playing Christian music in it. I thought, that's unique. Is this a little old hamburger place, a mom and pop's place in Landis? And it's playing Christian music. I thought, man, that's good. That's good for the digestive system. Amen. But then I went and ate supper with some folk later that night, and they were playing stuff, and I hate to admit it, but I recognized it. Amen. Ain't always been saved, sanctified, and full of the Holy Ghost, neither have you. Amen. But it is amazing. You hear it just a brief second of it, you'll hum it the rest of the day. You know what I'm saying? It's amazing how that happens. Oh, friend. But you know what's been good about coming in here tonight? The music we've heard's been right. And I hope by tonight going home, I'll hum Where Could I Go But to the Lord, or maybe riding up the road tomorrow, it'll come back to my mind. Hum it again. Amen. Why? We're away from the world, away from their music, hey, away from their talk. Now some of you work in factories and things of that nature, and you hear a lot of stuff. You hear, I'll be honest with you, I pray for you now, and I do feel for the filth that you have to hear. It's unreal. These young folk, my heart goes out for what they have to hear in a given day in a public school. Amen. I mean talk that used to, folk were ashamed of, anybody heard them say some stuff. Now, man, they're going on TV and say it all. Amen. Hey, it's good to come in here. Ain't nobody cussing. Amen. Hey, I'm glad of that. Man, hey, you know what? I believe a child ought to be able to repeat everything they hear said in this place. It ought to be right. Amen. That's the reason I don't pulpit cuss neither. I know some preachers that do. It's wrong. Amen. That's words preachers ain't got no business using in the wrong way. Amen. Hey, you ought never have to tell your child, you can't say that. Well, the preacher said it. Amen. They ought to be able to repeat what's said in the pulpit. That's right. Hey, I love church because we're away from all that filth. Amen. Hey, you know, even as an old-fashioned church as we are, it's good that you're not around all the other ungodliness that's going on out there. You ain't got to worry about what kind of books being read. Right? Amen. Hey, it's a blessing. Thank God for the church. It's a house of purity. It's a good place. Amen. Hey, when you feel bad, it's still good to be here. That's right. Hey, God has given us the local church. And I'm glad for the local church. Amen. Hey, I know sometimes if we ain't careful, we can portray the church as having too much wrong with it, nothing good about it, if we're not careful. Amen. But there's a whole lot right with the church. Amen. Hey, I'm glad. I'm glad for you being here. I'm glad for the privilege that we have in the middle of the week to assemble together. It's just a good place to get away from all the rottenness of this world. Amen. It's good. I mean that. From my heart to be able to say, man, come in here. I can listen. I can enjoy what's going on around this place. Well, I'm glad to be here because it's a house of prayer. It's a house of preaching. It's a house of praise, and it's a house of purity. Oh, friend, tonight, I don't know if lately if you've done it or not, but it'd be good sometime again to still say, Lord, thank you for our church. Thank you for giving us a Bible-believing church. Amen. Hey, you know, you don't have to worry what version it is. You know what it's going to be. Amen. Hey, thank God for it today. Be sure to thank God regularly for the church. Amen. I'm going to say this. This old flesh, I'm in flesh just like you are, and I need as much church as I can get. It helps me. It helps me. And it help you. Amen. And so thank the Lord. As David, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And I close with this and remind you, this is not my church. This is not your church. This is God's church. He's letting us be a part of it. Amen. I don't have no name on no deed nowhere for nothing. Amen. And you don't. Why? It's the Lord's. It's His. And I'm glad He lets me be a part of this local assembly. Amen. Right here at Gateway Baptist Church. Father, I pray you take this simple reminder. And Lord, that's what you've told us to do tonight. Give us a reminder of how blessed we are to get to be in church. And Lord, I love you tonight. And I love you because you first loved me. And I thank you for my church family tonight. And Lord, would you help us, Lord, to always honor you and serve you. May we always bring glory to your name. And all you do in the invitation, we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Let's stand tonight. Say, get a verse of invitation together. I don't know what your need might be tonight. You may have come in burdened. Don't know for sure what it might be in your life. But it could be you like just come thank the Lord for your church. Thank God for a place to pray and a people to pray with, for the Word of God, that we can worship God while we sing.